Chapter 2, The Sandman. One night, Nathaniel's father did not tell stories, and his mother was sad. Nathaniel told them that he was tired and left the room before 9 o'clock. He went into his father's room and hid behind a curtain. Soon, Nathaniel heard footsteps. His father and another man came into the room. Nathaniel held his fear down and looked out. In the middle of his father's room stood the Sandman. The Sandman was not a monster. It was a man he knew. His name was Coppelius. He had a large head, a big nose, and a mean smile. Nathaniel's mother did not like him, but his father treated Coppelius like a friend. Coppelius told his father in his mean voice,
"To work!"
They opened up a closet door, but it was not a closet. It was a hearth with a blue flame. The shadows made the men look like they had no eyes. Coppelius cried,
"Eyes here! Eyes here!"
Nathaniel screamed and fell to the floor. Coppelius grabbed him and threw him on the hearth.
"Now we've got eyes!"
He was about to throw Nathaniel into the blue fire. His father said,
"Master, let my Nathaniel keep his eyes."
Coppelius laughed and said,
"Well then, let's see how the hands and feet work."
He turned Nathaniel's hands and feet this way and that. Everything grew dark. Nathaniel woke up in bed later. His mother was standing over him.
"Is the Sandman still here?"
Nathaniel asked.
"No, my dear child. He's long gone. He will not hurt you,"
she said. Coppelius did not come again for a long time.